Hello, everyone. Welcome to Infocom 2019. You are listening to the Trade Show Minute. My name is Victoria Barella, and I am here with Peter Taylor with ClearTouch. Welcome.
Thank you, Vicky.
Hi. Yeah. So this is day one, and I wanted to ask you about ClearTouch. Just if someone lives under a rock, just tell us who is ClearTouch. What do you guys do?
Okay. ClearTouch Interactive has been around since only 2012. We've a fairly new company. But we've been to market in the US now and have achieved in 2018 the number one supplier of interactive flat panels by a US owned and operated manufacturer. So we've gone from zero to the top within 5 years.
Go big or go home, right? So what is, you know, here at Infocom 2019, what are you guys featuring? Maybe what is your favorite product that you go crazy about?
Okay, so actually, this is kind of a bit of a breakout year for us. So we've done very well with the interactive panels and the software solution side of everything. However, we haven't forgotten about our commercial side of the business. So commercial, as we know, in collaboration has really taken off. It's become a forefront of most work environments in the fact that people do want to collaborate with a sales force, a team, et cetera, of people that are about 43% now remote from the office. So how do you get them involved? How do you get them talking to each other and being collaborative in a productive way? So we released a product last year, which was actually called Chorus. And Chorus has gone through a few changes. One of them was being that it was just a Apple-based platform, which was good, but for some corporate environments, they didn't want just Apple. So we are announcing at the show today our Linux-based version. So the Linux version will fit in on our plug-in PCs. The PCs i7s and just plugs in the side of the panels and makes a total collaborative solution. So that's called Chorus. So that's been a work in progress, but it's been a good work in progress, and it's got to where most people want it to be. But my favorite product of the show?
Yeah, your favorite. Any favorite and maybe things that people have come by and just raved about too.
Okay, all right. So so we've taken a little bit of time coming to market with this one, but as the world has gone LED as well, and we've seen a lot of entrants into the LED marketplace. Often it's custom, often it's a 12, 14 week delivery time frame because it is custom. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to take some of that away from the marketplace. So we released what we call a prefabricated solution.
Okay.
And that solution takes about 2 hours to put together. Mm-hmm. And you get it in specific sizes. So you have a 110 inch, you have a 138 inch, and 165 inch. I hope you remember all of this. And a 220 inch.
And this is all for commercial? Or do you have like a residential, smaller solution?
No, those are just the sizes that we have prefabricated. So
for commercial only or also
so it can be used for all different types of
things. Oh, okay, great.
So for example, in the commercial environment, absolutely, in your lobby displays, in your meeting rooms even, mm-hmm. Where you don't want projectors, or you have projectors, you want to upgrade it to LED. Mm-hmm. And what we've done is we've kept everything at 1080 resolution. So people often ask, hey, what's your pixel pitch? And what we say is, well, it's all 1080. So a 110 inch is actually a 1.2 millimeter pixel pitch. And then the 138 goes to 1.5. The 220, for example, is 2.5 millimeters. So it keeps it standard. And the nice thing about ours is there's no external boxes. So not only is it easily assembled, you don't have to find a home for a power supply. You don't have to find a home for a processing unit. Everything is built into the wall. And yet, it is only 37 millimeters thick. So it's the thinnest LED on the market as well.
Do you think that, what's the biggest difference between that and what's already on the market?
So as I say, well, prefabricated, some companies are doing the prefabrication.
Sure. Okay.
A lot of them are doing custom. The nice thing about prefab is that the cost had come down dramatically.
Oh, okay.
So,
that's good.
You know, about 50% lower than a custom-built solution. So that's one advantage of it. Does it always fit the customer's requirement? Maybe not. But hopefully the 110, the 138, 165, and 220-inch do fit those requirements, the majority of those requirements. There'll always be a need for custom, always will be. But for the average person that wants a good price-performance basis, that's where the prefabricated comes in. The other thing is, as I say, it's a totally enclosed system. You don't have those external boxes that you have to worry about placing or being within a certain range of the LED screen itself. So that's really set us apart, but we've also made it interactive, but not by touch. So we're known for our interactivity. But the challenge with LED is it gets hot. Yeah. You don't want to be presenting in front of an LED screen.
Get sweaty, get gross, and then you're also trying to present.
You're already nervous, right?
Yeah, of course.
Well, you're not, but I am.
Oh, no. I'm all nervous on the inside, don't worry. Okay. But
anyway, so what we wanted to do is we have an interactive podium. Mm-hmm. So this is brand new for us. It is
a
in
podium,
concept stage, a podium.
Okay.
And it can be totally wireless, including power.
So what does that mean?
Ah, good question. So the podium itself is a interactive panel, 23-inch interactive panel. It's mounted in on a stand, which electrically operated, so you can adjust it
to
the height.
It's a very cool-looking mirror, yeah.
It's got a rechargeable battery, mm-hmm. so you can actually recharge it. It's got microcasters built in at the front of it. Mm-hmm. So some people prefer to present from the right side of the screen.
Yeah.
Some people from
That's
the left
true.
Side, some people bang center. CEOs
yeah.
are usually bang center, right?
They want to be there.
Or it could be a pastor right in the middle of the stage.
Right.
So the ability to move it was paramount without unplugging.
That's a big deal. You don't have to worry about wires anymore, especially if it's rechargeable.
Right. It's rechargeable,
great, yeah.
And it's got HDMI wireless out. So you can actually put it to your projector, or in our case, the LED screen, and drive everything from the podium, control it all, be interacting with it, marking it up, making highlights on that LED screen from that podium.
That's super cool. What else? If someone's not here at the show floor and can't see it for themselves, where can we find it online?
Where do you find it online?
Sure.
We actually do two things, if I may elaborate on that
okay.
as well. So you can find us at getcleartouch.com.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to see a demonstration of the products, we incorporated a couple of live studios last year.
Okay.
So they're manned full-time, they're interactive, it's not a webcast or anything like that, it is live interactive. We have 22 appointments a day, 5 days
oh,
a week.
You guys are busy.
So.
Fact, yeah.
Pick a time that's convenient. Just click on that homepage at www.getcleartouch.com and click on live demonstration, and there you will find the times available. Click on one of them, and we'll send you a meeting request, and we'll see you then. You know?
That's awesome. Tell us also, I'm going to switch gears here. I wanted to ask, Rave is promoting this AV is life hashtag. Could you tell me maybe... either for yourself personally or maybe Clear Touch, you know, what does that mean, AVS Life?
AVS Life. So when you say AV is life, or so AV is all my life. It has been, as many people probably know me, but it's for 27 years, this has been my life, AV.
And you obviously like the industry because you've been for so long and it seems like you're really enjoying it.
Worked with Gary many years ago. So yeah. So I mean, what it means to me actually is more that, yes, we like to show our products at shows like this, but one of the things that I love to do is catch up with people. I mean, we're all busy these days, right? And one of the things I enjoy is catching up with old friends, right?
Yeah.
The industry has been the industry for many, many years. Still the same faces, stay on the same relationships. And it's always good to catch up with people.
Yeah.
And at least say hi, if, not have a drink or two.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming onto the show. Any last words, maybe where we can find the website one more time?
Okay, the website again is www.getcleartouch.com. And please do visit it. It's a great website.
Great. Thank you so much for coming onto the podcast. If you maybe missed it or maybe your friends haven't listened to this live, please find this on www.ravepubs.com/infocom2019. You can find the podcast. You can find video videos from the show. And also, if you wanted to keep up with our podcast or spread the love, please go on ravepubs.com/infocom2019/listen-live. Thank you again for coming on to the show. I hope you have a great Infocom 2019.
Okay, thanks so much. See you at 3981.